the emails from the listeners who were wrong about the shutdown and won't admit it are hysterical. Jerry Bader Show 1051. It's not circular logic to say, at the time, what did I say? The train wreck isn't getting the coverage it should because of the shutdown. When the shutdown ended, it got the coverage it should. That's not circular. That's a straight line. Things went exactly as I said they would. As Ron Johnson said they would. And now Democrats are buckling. You want to know how afraid, to show you how wrong you are on this, do you want to know how afraid Democrats are of this now and why you should have just focused on the train wreck and skipped the shutdown? I mentioned this earlier this week, that the Stevens Point Journal, at least that's where it appeared, it's a Gannett Media editorial, the Stevens Point Journal is where I found it, an editorial blaming Scott Walker for the Obamacare debacle. This is growing. Colin Roth has this at Right Wisconsin. The full court press in Wisconsin is on to blame Governor Scott Walker for the Obamacare debacle. It started in September when Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin sent an open letter to Governor Walker before the Obamacare rollout to preemptively blame the governor for not taking federal money to expand Medicaid. As we learned earlier this week, due to Governor Walker's reforms, there is no health care coverage gap in Wisconsin. But some who were previously on BadgerCare are entering the disastrous Obamacare exchanges. In September 1st, in September, Roth writes, I explained the intent of Baldwin's letter and predicted what was about to occur. Senator Baldwin's letter is a sign of panic. Obamacare is not ready for prime time, and Democrats are hoping to pin the blame on Republicans like Walker when Wisconsinites previously enrolled in programs like BadgerCare entered the confusion and uncertainty of the Obamacare exchanges. Her letter is a preemptive strike of what will likely be a high-stakes blame game. It's really that simple. 1 month later, Obamacare is here, and it is, as we all know, a complete disaster. There are enough glitches, kinks, inaccuracies, and irregularities that even some Democrats are floating a delay of the individual mandate. Will the media explain to them that it's the law, please? Yeah, remember that? It's the law. Why are you fighting the law? Why are you Republicans fighting the law? Not when Democrats move to delay it. Well, why aren't you? Oh, well, never mind. And then he gives me a tip of the hat. Green Bay talk show host Jerry Bader spotted this early and dismantled the Stevens Point Journal editorial. And then he shares this part from the Stevens Point Journal editorial. The rollout of the Affordable Care Act's health insurance marketplace has been a disaster, with persistent problems on the government-run website that have made signing up for private insurance through the program, also known as Obamacare, nearly impossible. In Wisconsin, these problems have been compounded by Governor Scott Walker's decision not to accept federal Medicaid funds, and to devise a system that took 92,000 people who had been receiving BadgerCare, the state's name for the Medicaid insurance program, for poor households, and pushed them, prematurely it would appear, into the new private marketplace. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel echoed this precise talking point in their own anti-Walker editorial on Wednesday, titled, Walker's Obamacare Mistake. The Obama administration made a series of mistakes. The president and his team screwed this up, and they should bear the responsibility. But Republican governors who oppose Obamacare, such as Walker, didn't do their constituents any favors by shoving them onto the federal system and then complaining loudly when it was overwhelmed. Wisconsin officials could have created a state exchange every bit as good as Kentucky's, where the governor says things are running smoothly. The Journal Sentinel's use of Kentucky, writes Roth, is nothing short of humorous for its own reason. A recent article on WBKO on the Kentucky Exchange explains that their own rollout has been full of glitches, not exactly a success story. The editorial board's already on the blame Walker narrative. The pro-Obamacare left-wing group Citizen Action issued a study and held a press conference on Wednesday with Representative Gwen Moore to explain that the reason for the Obamacare problems and high premiums in Wisconsin is once again the governor's fault. Here's their statement. The breathtaking health insurance cost gap between Wisconsin and Minnesota needs to be immediately addressed by policymakers in Madison, said Robert Craig, executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin. This report shows that the Walker administration's decision not to take advantage of all the tools made available by the national health care reform will be very costly for Wisconsin families struggling to secure affordable health care. This, writes Roth, is insanity. The Obamacare rollout has been 3 years in the making, a full year longer than Scott Walker's been in office. The bureaucrats spent $600 million to build a completely dysfunctional website that apparently didn't undergo any beta testing whatsoever. Millions more dollars are going to be spent to fix the glitches. Millions more have been allocated to Obamacare navigators to guide individuals through the application process. And yet, not a single person in Milwaukee has signed up for Obamacare, just 50 in the state. And Wisconsin's premiums are expected to double under Obamacare. Governor Walker did not expand Medicaid, and for good reason. Instead, he reformed Badger Care to cover all individuals at or below the poverty line, knowing full well that the free federal cash to expand Medicaid would only last 3 years. Then Wisconsin would be on the hook. The 92,000 number being bandied about by liberals as the number of people being kicked off Badger Care are people who are entering the Obamacare exchange with full or substantial subsidies. But because Obamacare is confusing and completely dysfunctional, liberals in the press are blaming Governor Walker, not the culprits in the administration. It's all an embarrassing attempt at political spin, and it shows just how panicked liberals are about the Obamacare debacle. It is absolutely laughable, is what it is. How could he have been so stupid to think that this system was going to work? Really? Really, that's the card that you want to play. You want to play that card. By the way, one other thing. Huffington Post has 37 House Republicans who could lose their jobs over the shutdown. They include Tom Petri, Paul Ryan, and Reid Ribble in Wisconsin. I don't think any of those guys are going to lose their jobs. Of those three, though, Ribble is the only one that has the base, the conservative base, as upset at him as he does because he voted for the compromise where the other two did not. I am telling you, this thing is not going to get fixed anytime soon. As it gets worse, what's going to be interesting to watch, as I said yesterday, does he fire Sebelius? Or how bad would it have to get for him to want to subject himself and the administration to the confirmation hearing of her successor? 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you? And go Packers.
Jerry Bader Show.